Welcome to Just in Time with Rook on and DJ.
And we're back to another episode of Just in Time with
Ethan,
Corn,
DJZ,
and Rookie.
It was my birthday yesterday.
Why do you?
You're irrelevant, dude. Your birthday is irrelevant.
I don't give a fuck. Nope. You're saying it like right now.
Instant
birthday yesterday. I'm celebrating a week before and a week after. That's right. It's still my birday. You
know, there was a previous
if you're
episode.
Trying to pull that birthday week shit. I will light you on fire.
Cookie, which episode was it on that we talked about fucking those douchebags that fucking call that try to claim the entire month for their birthday and shit? It's my birthday month.
I'm
doing a week before the week after. Still my birthday.
Around like the every time in October, I claim the fair. And that's like the same exact week or weekend. They're always there. The fair is mine.
The LA County Fair is Cookies. And so is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I claim it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever do that on my birthday? Because I sure as fuck do.
Happy birthday, Ethan.
What is it?
Fucking
his birthday. Just nice out of nowhere. Like, happy birthday. I miss you.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. You felt it. I saw it with your eyes.
Yeah. You did get all sentimental and shit. You've been just getting deep lately, Corn. What the fuck, man?
Should have seen the car right here.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, they wouldn't sell me fucking alcohol, huh? Would you right now?
Yes. No, no, not right now. I'm done.
Wow. So, we are, this continued countdown shall continue.
It shall. Let me pull up my list.
Yeah, Ethan has a debt to pay.
I'm sorry, sir.
He's gotta pay his weekly tidings. He missed the services last week.
Alright.
Come on.
Alright.
You're dead internet and shit.
Alright. My number, what, six is it?
Yeah.
Number six.
Wait. Yeah.
Number six is the solo man, Harrison Ford.
What?
It's Word. My
number six. The solo
man. Yeah, because fucking Han Solo.
Come on.
I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt today.
I noticed.
Han Solo, bro. That's why. And I was very sad when he died in the new one. Spoiler alert.
No, I wanted to cry. The only one that we, Korn was the only one that we were avoiding spoilers and cooking.
All right, cool. My bad. Well, he dies and I wanted to cry. Yeah. And my number six honorable mention is Tom Hardy.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. You can't have
2 weeks ago. You're talking
Come
shit.
Come on, man.
Tom Hardy was your number nine. You idiot.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. That's in concrete.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You sure?
I edited the fucking episode.
All right.
It's the one that's up.
I have it written down as Steve Lemmy.
Right no. Who? Okay, yeah, Steve Lemmy. So then he was your 10 or something then.
I have 10 as...
Tom Hardy was
Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, then you fucking... Nine. Tom Hardy was your 9.
Was already an honorable
mention? Steve Lemmy was your
mention?
Fucking 9, or it was your 8.
Oh, well.
Main point of making him an honorable mention is
Tom Hardy sucks.
Man.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm just kidding. He's all right.
Lawless.
But he's not on the 10. He's all right.
You didn't like that movie because Shia LaBeouf.
I don't give a fuck.
What?
Lawless was cool. Nobody.
That was probably one of his best movies.
What? Who did he kill?
Who?
Lawless.
Who killed? Are you kidding me?
Who are you talking about? Shia LaBeouf or fucking Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy. Who did he kill?
You're stupid.
You are stupid.
He killed the two dudes that sliced his throat.
Yeah.
Him and his brother.
Fucking balls off, dude.
Him and his brother.
Gave it to their fucking...
Remember? In the jar of moonshine?
Cop.
Remember?
Dude.
Remember? And then he dropped it?
During your late review I still hate that part. That fucking the black chick sitting on the newspaper. That still made me so fucking uncomfortable,
about?
Dude. Like,
that was racist.
Ethan knows all about having to sit on newspapers.
I understand that, but like...
Yes! Did you hear that? You know he calls me a fucking dog.
That's because that is the
stature of how they viewed black people back then, and especially a black woman. Back then, that's like complete dirt. But he was a weirdo, and
he had no eyebrows.
Well, he wasn't a weirdo. He was into black women. A lot of people are, but anyways, he was a freak. Period. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. And he was a racist bigot. That's all it was. Sitting on paper because she was less and he didn't want to dirty up the bed.
How can you call yourself racist, though, if you're fucking the black women? Like, that's the weird part. Like,
Thomas
you'll get
Jefferson.
An STD from a black person, but white's only pies. Like,
yeah, you know, it was stupid.
Where do you... racists don't know where to draw the line.
Yeah, that sounds pretty stupid.
Yeah, racism is retarded.
And most of it went away when they realized, like, oh yeah, black people are getting money now. Oh, we have to get their money somehow. Gun store, gun store, liquor store, gun store. Oh.
All right, well, want to go on to five then, since I got six in?
Yeah.
Did you get six? Yeah.
Yep. All right, number five is Ed Norton.
Ed Norton.
That's good.
Ed Norton. I know, I said all that shit earlier.
So what are them?
The reasons. The reasons that he
is here. Give him the reasons.
Oh, my word. The reasons, I know we were just talking about racism and bigotry, American History X, it kind of seems fitting.
You that see was a this? Very good movie. It means movie. Not welcome.
Very good movie.
Well, yeah, if you and, actually look at the whole fucking movie, if you're not just a racist prick, that is a good-ass movie.
It was, yeah, it was. It was. Very good movie. You know, learned a lesson. He got raped in the booty. Well, it was crazy shit going on. His little brother got shot. It was crazy. But anyways, good movie. That's my reason. Curb stomp. Yeah, the curb stomp. That shit still forever gives me chills, dude.
The basketball game was weird that you were cheering for Nazis for a second.
Dude. Yeah, like, right.
And me as a half-black guy, I was like, wait, am I cheering for the white guys right now? Are they the good guys? The Nazis?
Wait, I'm confused.
Like, my white side's like, my grandpa fought in fucking World War II. The Nazis aren't supposed to be the good guys. What's weird, though, is a lot of these white neo-Nazis, their grandpas fought in World War II. And would fuck them up seeing those goddamn swastikas on them and shit.
Right.
You fucking cunts.
Right.
Grow the fuck up. Go to the for KKK. Real. Oh.
Burning crosses in the yard.
It's easier to spot your bitches, too.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
The clothes? Look like a spook.
All right, who else has got a five?
It's weird, too, when you see them together.
Who does not have a five? I mean, that's a whole fucking point
of
this.
Well, Korn doesn't have a five written down because he's a jerk off.
Korn, you don't have your five. Korn spat out a five.
Yeah, though. Already. Was my not really a conversation.
Korn, give us your over-the-mic five.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan.
Okay, list some reasons, though. Don't just say Jackie Chan and let us fucking fill in the blanks for you.
Yeah, pretty good, you know what I mean? I mean...
Okay, movie reasons.
R-O-T-B.
If you say the Karate Kid, I'm gonna just punch you.
Like the Forbidden movie. Kingdom.
That was
badass. Drunken Master.
That was cool.
The freaking, I don't know, this is going back way when I was a kid, Rumble in the Bronx.
Yes!
Over here too, give me some. That was beautiful.
It's a fart.
That was cheesy as fuck. Yeah, over the mic cheesy. Five, that's what that's for.
Oh, right.
He's over a terrible the mic actor, five. But dude, yeah. He's very entertaining.
He's a great stuntman.
Who he's am funny. I? You know what I mean? And no, I'm not even talking
did
about
you,
the
did you mention
kid.
The Rush Hours?
No.
Oh, right. The Rush the Hours.
Shanghai Noon.
Shanghai Noon. Fuck, nights. Man.
Uno Mosh.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah. Jackie. Oh, we didn't stamp and approve Ethan's 5 and 6.
Oh.
Stamp.
Stamped, awesome. But not approved.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
The stamp says approved, so you can't say stamped and not
what
approved.
What if it's an unapproved stamp?
I don't have any it says of those.
A stamp of unapproval.
Oh, here's something we could get, too, though. We can get some J&T patches.
Some cheap. Patches?
Yeah. There's a page on Facebook.
Why don't one of us just get creative and, like, make something?
Okay, no, you send like your design in and shit. That's the... Yeah. What do you mean make something like fucking...
Like make a jersey, a J&T jersey. Like go buy a blank jersey and sew
you know
some
much
shit.
How jerseys are?
A
you know
blank bullshit
costs?
Jersey, probably like fucking $15.
I'm not paying $15 when I can pay $5 for a t-shirt. J&T t-shirt, bitch.
I'd be kind of cool.
Did you see the meme fucking Cookie put up on Instagram? Fucking... Recently?
Maybe. What did it say?
Yeah, we're going to need those JNTPS reports.
No. You guys are stupid.
It was one of the few times I felt a meme vibe. It was just like, you know what? I bet I can find a picture of Lundberg pretty quick. Let me just...
Oh,
it's
man,
amazing.
That's great.
Yeah,
it is pretty awesome.
All of those come
think about it.
More than likely when I'm taking a shit. I'm sitting there thinking of things to do, like, yeah, it's a fuck it, dude. Like, and that's where you get Max Goof, his power line.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. J&T stands up above the crowd.
Oh, man.
What's your freaking
fit? If we got a shout out.
Huh?
What's your fit, Travis?
Oh, A quick question for you and Korn. Either of you guys ever whack it to Reba?
To Reba? Like yeah. the show or Reba McEntire?
The show.
No.
Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire, I gotta admit, Reba McEntire has ran through my head while I've been inside of a woman, yes.
Wow, not just whacking it while you've actually been pulling out, like, man,
you
were trying to plant your roots in the ground
in the past. Boy, your life was planted
in her ass.
Yeah.
Boy, your life is changing.
Sometimes you go to weird places, bro.
Well, actually, who you are is who you want to be.
Reba McEntire is fine for her age.
You look at Reba.
I pray that when I'm Reba McEntire's age, I have a wife as fine as her.
I just remember what we were arguing about earlier, too, and what we had, what I fucking said we really wanted to fucking put on the podcast. Fuck you. Cameron Diaz is not hot.
No.
I think Cameron Diaz is hot.
I don't think she is.
I just fucking remembered it. Yeah.
She's got a lizard face.
Have you seen her in The Other Woman?
The other woman?
No. That's how you really compare.
Have you seen her on Bad Teacher?
What Happens in Vegas?
She wasn't hot in that one.
No.
She just looks sunburnt.
That's sexy.
Over the mic, Popcorn.
Bam.
Yeah. No, Cameron Diaz is not fine. First of all, she's got the figure of a 12-year-old boy.
Like, so do you.
No. She's ugly, dude. She's got a lizard face. Like, at times, I feel like her hair is really thin. She looks like a tweaker almost, you know? Like how.
Have you seen your widow's peak?
Like, so?
She looks so happy to me.
You calm down on CD, man.
I don't care.
She's just like JT from back in the day. Hey,
I know the reason why
I don't like her, too. It's not even just her looks. Fucking, I heard one time, I'm pretty sure I heard that this bitch only washes her face with, like, Evian fucking bottled water and shit.
Nice.
That's a cunt.
Yeah. Nice.
That's my cunt of the week. Boom.
I'll stamp that. I'll double stamp that right there.
I mean, honestly, I'll kind of stamp that one. But she's still fine, dude. That's cool. A dick move.
No, I don't believe so.
Alright, so did we get Cookies 5?
I believe cameras and makeup can make anybody sexy. And that's the only time we've ever thought Cameron Diaz looked good was because cameras and makeup.
That can be said for a lot of them, though, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that chick flick with Christina Applegate and Cameron Diaz? So, fucking...
Oh, America's Sweetheart or something like that? Sweethearts was in there somewhere.
I don't remember
Thomas Jane was in there, huh? The Punisher? Yeah.
He, like, stuck his dick inside a girl and, like, she couldn't, like, let go because he had a piercing.
Yeah. That was that one bitch, huh? That fucking bitch from Hellboy, huh?
Yeah. Selma Blair.
Yeah. That was her, yeah. A dick
sounds got, interesting.
Yeah, dick got stuck inside her, dude. Yeah.
What the fuck's going on here?
Right?
Yeah, good reference, Corey.
Like, I didn't know who the fuck that chick was.
But
like,
she wasn't hot in there. Christina Applegate was way fucking hotter. Way hotter.
Yeah, Christina Applegate's fine.
Yeah, I agree. She's way hotter than Cameron Diaz.
I take the chick from Hellboy.
What were you trying to say was going to be the verses? Was fucking Sarah Silverman versus Cameron Diaz?
I would just jerk off. Wow, yeah? You just
skip
jerk it?
The middleman?
Let them go at each other?
If that's an option, fuck yeah.
Hey, you shut your mouth and hey, you open your
mouth. Both become hot. Every chick becomes instantly hot in a lesbian scene.
Wait, what?
Selma Blair again became hot. On Cruel Intentions, when she made out with fucking Sarah Michelle Gellar. Am I the only one that saw that scene? Fuck you guys. Okay. Make me weird. I don't care. I don't care. You guys are bitches if you haven't seen that shit. Y'all never seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer in a fucking lesbian scene? Yeah. Y'all some bitches.
No.
Not like full-on fucking skizzers and shit.
Yeah, it's a... Nah. But I never saw Cruel Intentions.
Out with a fucking bitch. Okay, you guys remember Not Another Teen Movie?
Yes.
Remember when that old bitch was making out with that fucking young bitch? That was making fun of Cruel Intentions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That chick was making fun of fucking... making fun of Sarah Michelle Gellar's character. She was hot. Yeah. That movie's fucked up, dude. I'm pretty sure they got somebody killed, these fucking preppy white kids and shit, man. But, yeah. And I want to say there was a stepbrother fucking stepsister. I think that's where it came from.
Okay, dude.
That trend of porno fucking just everything is step family now and shit.
Have I said Robert Downey Jr.?
I think so.
Okay.
Is that your five?
Yeah, that was my five.
That's your five? Okay, well, you know you gotta name some something.
Well, I'll throw it outside the fucking...
outside Iron of Iron Man.
Yeah, dude. Have any of you ever seen Chaplin?
No.
He played Charlie Chaplin. Fucking weird, but badass movie. Dan Aykroyd's in that shit.
Okay, cool. Sounds cool, Dan Aykroyd, all right.
Yeah, like, by the ending of that movie, it's kind of like how Aviator was, where he's kind of going a little crazy. But not so much crazy, he just starts putting out that Hitler's a motherfucker. Like, but in weird art, kind of like how they consider, like, Andy Warhol and shit, where it's, like, abstract, I guess. But it was like a hate Nazi parade, even though he had the little stash. Like, he was hard... He wasn't Jewish, but he was hardcore, like, anti-Nazi. Yeah. Is that anti-Semitism?
Maybe it's just pro-Semitism? Yeah. Like, ultra-pro-Semitism?
Yeah, dude. Semitism?
But, shit. Another Downey Jr. movie. RDJ.
Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
What?
Sherlock Holmes, yeah. Both of them.
Yeah.
Outside of that one, though... Dude, that was fucking sad.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
How was it sad?
How was it fucking sad? Well, because the fucking ashes?
Everyone laughs at that point for some fucked up reason. If I watch that with someone, they laugh at that point. I'm like, you're a dick, dude. Like, that's
Wait,
sad.
Wait, which part? When he throws the ashes
and it all comes back on him?
That's funny. When he drops them and he's on the ground like...
And he's like, no, he's just like, oh, dude.
That's pretty awesome.
Fuck.
So the whole movie is sad because of that fucking 30-second scene?
When Robert Downey Jr. was spitting that dog's face.
That
dude,
was amazing. Did you just spit that dog's face? I might have. I kind of just whited out on that one.
Yeah. It was fucking...
it was awesome. It's ridiculous.
Oh, dude, his fucking role on Chef was fucking sweet.
Yeah.
That little small role.
Part of it, yeah. Should I keep it or...
Dude, what was the movie with... Jamie Foxx.
Dude it?
No, the violinist?
Oh, the soloist.
There you go. That movie was fucking cool.
Never saw the soloist.
Let's take a break.
We'll be back.
And returning. Back to Cookies 5.
Zodiac, motherfucker!
Wow. That was not racist sounding at all.
Yeah. Dude, he played Paul Avery, which was an awesome character.
It's Who like fucks Paul Avery? He's trying to say beach nigger.
Wow! Porn!
Ouch.
You can't say that!
You don't know. Well, yeah, he can, because we're talking about you, Whitey.
That's my word.
Yeah,
my people have lived through some more depression.
My flip-flopper? Yeah. That doesn't sound racist at all. It really doesn't. Like, God damn it. Eventually, Whitey's... I'm going to figure out that code. I'm going to crack that racial slur code that hurts Whitey's, like... Honky doesn't work.
No, you call someone a beach nigger, and yeah, it does hurt outside of us.
You know, I have gotten reactions to Uncle Tom, too.
Oh, no. That's bullshit. Who gets offended by goddamn Uncle Tom?
I'd get offended by Uncle Tom.
What does Uncle Tom even mean?
It means
white.
Traitor. It means the
man. I thought
man.
It meant white.
It means the fucking man.
I thought it meant white.
I thought Uncle it meant the man.
No, that's Uncle Sam. Uncle Tom is fucking, like, fucking... Dude, fucking American History X, you fuck. When he fucking was talking about the black guy being a goddamn Uncle Tom.
What does that mean?
A self-righteous Uncle Tom. It's a fucking black guy fucking not proud of his fucking heritage. Motherfucker.
Well, I... Fuck you.
Uncle.
Have you seen that?
I'm sorry, I haven't looked that far into racial slurs.
That's why I don't eat Uncle Ben's rice, because it makes me uncomfortable.
Have you seen Remember the Titans?
It makes me uncle comfortable.
No, I get it.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, that's like...
Uncle comfortable.
Knuckled by your uncle.
Hey, Uncle Comfy's here.
Oh,
watch
my God.
Out.
No.
I want to open a furniture store now, dude.
Okay, yeah, Zodiac was good.
Uncle Comfy's fucking lazy boys, yeah. Wow.
That's not cool.
Uncle Comfy and the Lazy Boys.
/ drugstore.
That sounds like the worst, like, band ever. Anyway... Was Uncle Comfy, was that, like, Hanson's manager or something? Is that why they...
Oh.
That was their escape code. That was their safe word. SOS, dude?
Wow. They were actually signaling to get the fuck out of there?
Robert Downey Jr. That's gonna sound
like... Yeah, he was actually really good on fucking Zodiac. That was one movie I really enjoyed because it had Mark Ruffalo, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ruffalo. I'm calling it Ruffalo.
Other
now.
People. But it was crazy. People. It's a crazy ass fucking story. And of course, like most of the world, you like the unsolved mystery.
Yeah. And Bubble Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And his dad.
By the way, if anyone wants to jump on that meme train, I can't splice a fucking picture and do that well. So just get a picture of Bubble Boy.
Oh.
Or fucking ending a Zodiac when he sees his own dad as the Zodiac killer.
That shouldn't be hard to fucking picture.
I tried,
of Bubble, but, Bubble Boy. You got a couple weeks before this goes up.
I was pretty stoned, dude.
It doesn't get a picture of Bublé Boy and his dad.
Oh, no. Actually, the whole thing is, do you know how hard it is to get a picture of those actual images? That was the thing. Again, taking shit.
And, screenshot.
Oh,
yeah. I was going to say that. I had a young one.
It's not just that easy.
Screenshot crop out.
How is screenshotting not easy?
You fucking do it. You're supposed to
quit cropping out, cookies. Oh.
Fucking the whole just stop putting in the fucking bottom button, dude.
So, what other movies by RDJ?
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
We got the same fucking bone.
Anyways, we didn't really touch much into the soloist. That was a cool ass movie, dude. Helping poor Jamie Lee Foxx off the street.
I still say his best movie was Iron Man.
I was trying to step away from Iron Man.
Did you mention U.S.
No, I'm just kidding. Iron Man's alright.
We did off-season.
On the break, yeah. But yeah, U.S. Marshals, that was a good fucking movie. That was the first movie I actually ever saw. Man.
Or what about the new one, The Lawyer or The Judge?
The Judge.
The Judge, that was a good one. Yeah. You haven't watched that yet?
Him and Robert Duvall.
Yeah, you gotta check that out.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
It's not often I'll say it like that, but that, yeah, that one's a good one. When you got some space on your phone or something, or, yeah, I got to throw that one on there. Didn't I put that on your phone?
No.
I must have tried. I was fucking it. But yeah, that's a good flick. That's a good flick. Fucking Robert Downey Jr. I can't even think of any other fucking Robert Downey Jr. movies right now. But we named off some decent
Yeah,
ones.
You named off quite a few. More than I did for any of my fucking...
Plus...
Robert Downey Jr.
Shut your shit off.
Stamped and approved. Jackie Chan, stamped and approved. On to fucking the five of the last of the over the mic five. Whoa. Yeah. Number over the mic five. I forgot who it was. Oh, Jeff Bridges. Yes.
Word.
Yes.
Jeff Good Bridges. One.
He was an honorable mention jump to number five.
Yeah. He's a good fucking actor.
If this was a draft board, he would be in a good play right now.
And you know what's sad is I haven't even seen all of his younger day shit. Doesn't even matter. He's gotten older.
Fuck.
He was the dude.
Yeah, for real.
Fucking.
He was the dude.
He likes the titles. He played, the Giver.
What was that one that he did? It was a remake of
mentioned Iron Man.
Old Western movie. True Grit.
Yeah, he was Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with him.
He's a hard motherfucker.
He was he was in the first Iron Man. He was the fucking bad guy and shit. That was awesome.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges. Good one.
Fucking, I like Jeff Bridges. Yeah, you mentioned The Giver. That was a good fucking
movie. He was in, what was that movie with George Clooney and Brad Pitt and they were like in the army and they were like they were in the army and they were like in that secret division that was into like psychedelics and shit.
Oh, Man Who Stared Goats.
He wasn't?
No, that was Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor.
But Jeff Bridges was in that.
Yeah, something about the goats. Awesome. Yeah, you're right.
Men Who Stare at Goats.
His character was actually based off of a real guy, though.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I like it.
Yeah. Men Who Stare at Goats. I forgot about that movie.
Recommendation of the week.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that fucking movie. It was so fucking weird.
It was.
My favorite part, dude, was just fucking, Rookie already knows. Fucking Ewan McGregor looking fucking Clooney dead in the fucking forehead and saying, "What is a Jedi?"
I don't know what this Jedi is that you speak of.
No matter what the nerds say about those prequels, Ewan McGregor was nothing to be argued against. Right. That mullet, I can't defend, but Attack of the Clones kind of sucked as it was, but...
That goes back to the bitch braid, too, though.
Yeah. But Ewan McGregor, fucking, who, fucking, hey, most motherfuckers know him as fucking young Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
He even went in and recorded his voice in fucking Force Awakens. I don't know if you guys noticed his voice there in her little vision and shit.
That him?
Yeah, they spliced in fucking Sir Alec Guinness's voice as well. They fucking, they took, like, a part from him saying, like, fucking,
Obi was talking to her?
From the first one. They took a fucking sound bit from him saying to R2, like, don't be afraid, and cut that down to Rey. That's why that's all he said. But, yeah.
Obi-Wan was talking to her from the beginning?
Apparently, somehow. Yeah.
I thought it would have been Yoda.
That was weird. Yeah, that was kind of weird, too. They didn't make much mention of Yoda in that one. I guess they didn't really need to. He's dead.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
He didn't fight in the rebellion.
No, he was there after.
Sat there waiting for... Yeah. Everybody just sat there waiting for Luke and shit.
That was kind of messed up. They just gave up. That's a...
Yeah.
Is it true they're making a Yoda backstory?
No way.
That'd be amazing. Kind of cool.
Like a movie? Like when Yoda was kind of young or some shit?
That'd be cool with that.
Check it out. One of my coworkers said that shit.
Nah.
And I was like, for real?
Nah.
And he's kind of a nerd, so I took his word for it, but...
No way.
I don't know.
Like, it's... Pretty much all possibilities are open for Disney right now. That's why... I think that's the real reason why they decanonized everything, was because...
But they're gonna take, like, two movies.
They can just monetize everything.
Right?
No. It's just one movie.
It's the next one.
One movie between... It's Rogue One's the next one, and then Episode 8.
What about... Han Solo? Story. Yeah.
I don't know how... Han Solo. Wow, everything's got to be Latin to you, huh? Han Solis.
Wow. He's Juan Solo.
Juan Solo. Wow.
Juan Solo.
You might have just said the name of the episode there. But, yeah, well, can I get a stamp and approval for Jeff Bridges there?
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't think of any more movies. I'm way too baked right now.
That's all you need.
Stamp.
Yeah. Stamp.
Yeah.
Big Lebowski should have been enough.
Yeah, his name was enough.
Yeah.
His name was enough. Definitely a good, good so five pick.
So we're through the... Halfway. That part of
50%.
Halfway.
Nice.
50%. Yeah. Ain't worth but 50 cent. Or percent. Sorry. So what were we talking about too earlier there?
Korn's trademark secret?
The cell phone issue.
Oh, yeah. We'll step on that real quick. Because I almost broke an iPhone 6 recently.
Wow.
Girls like their cell phones a lot.
We were bringing it up last episode. It was a topic we didn't get to. It was an annoying sense of when you're talking to, like, a chick or something, they whip out your phone. Or vice versa. Either one starts whipping out the phone and kind of gets annoying to the other person. Well, I was in the middle of an argument. And a phone just got popped up. And I was so close, like, not to harming her in any way or shape or form, but that phone would have been fucking, I would have picked out the glass, like, wow. Fucking made a smile. Like, it was demented shit what I wanted to do to the phone, because it's like, are you kidding me? There's rude, and then there's just, like, downright dirty. Like, that's fucking...
It's like how some people view the word cunt. I mean, I don't mind it.
I'm surprised more women don't, like, pull out their phone and voice record arguments just so they can really have a reference. They don't want
Do you hear how stupid you sound? Oh.
See, that's the problem, yeah, because then they have to hear their side, too.
Their side.
Yeah.
Wait, what were we fighting about?
They'd be talking to themselves. Do you hear how stupid I sound? I mean, how stupid you...
Do you hear how stupid this whole conversation is?
I hate the whole social media thing, man. Post it, or they check it, or they fucking scroll through it, and I'm like,
dude, the scrolling.
You don't like my dad videos.
The scrolling gets way too long.
You like my Instagram picture,
right?
The constant feed and shit. We've all gotten it. Fucking,
it doesn't stop.
Yeah, hey, that's the whole loading door and shit.
Also, one thing I don't like about all of our social medias is that it shows top posts. It doesn't show, like, chronological order anymore.
Yeah.
If you notice. Okay. Yeah, like, if you post some shit and, like, nobody likes it, like, it's way down on the list. Yeah. But
unless they
matter.
Go on your page.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's weird.
That's horrible.
It's weird.
Straight up top is
weird. Yeah, it's weird. Again, you gotta get some, like, on Instagram, if you post a picture and nobody likes it within like the first 5 minutes. That shit is dropping off everybody's feed. It's crazy.
So you gotta constantly post anything.
Yeah, you gotta be just fucking.
Or tag random shit that's more specific.
Hashtags, yeah, hashtags. Fucking hashtags. God damn it.
You can have a whole conversation in hashtags.
For real. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's horrible. Gotta love hashtags.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtags.
Came handy.
I actually hashtagged one of our early episodes. I, like, went back and rehashtagged it on SoundCloud. Fucking, it gets better down the road. Just stick with us. That was a long fucking hashtag.
Wait, hashtag that? Yeah. That was awesome.
That's probably the only one ever.
Like that. Those ones are nice when you're just like, wow, no one?
Yeah.
The one that shocked me that there is a hashtag for is fucking cake day.
Yeah.
That was a shout out to an earlier episode with DJ, dude. And there's this guy like fucking working out like, yeah, it's Friday. Who gives a shit? I've been working out all morning. I'm going to eat this fucking cake. Hashtag fucking cake day. I was like, whatever. Yeah, dude. You eat that fucking cake.
Oh, man.
Oh, so yeah, a girl also gets really pissed off if you make them a male. You tell them, I'll suck your dick, you might get a gay response.
That's so fucked up.
Why is that fucked up?
It's like I heard a chick at work like one time, she was like, suck my dick. I was like, I always knew you had a fucking cock.
Right.
She's like, yeah, because it was in your mouth.
Oh, oh, she banged me.
Ouch.
She banged me good.
Yeah, crispy.
Yeah, it's like saying they have a big ass clit.
You ever fucked a girl with a big ass clit?
Little dick.
Nope. Fucked a girl with itty bitty titty and a big ass titty one.
He was about to say titty.
He almost did say attorney.
You got a Hummer from the tranny, didn't you?
She had one little titty and a big ass dick.
Did you say anything about the lucky tit, the lucky boobie?
Yeah, it was a girl.
When they're lopsided and shit?
No, one itty bitty titty and the other titty, normal titty.
Like itty bitty titty? Like golf like ball and a volleyball? A-B. Okay, that's not itty bitty versus fucking that, huge.
The whole
though.
Cup size?
A and C is like.
Cup size, yeah.
A and C is very noticeable.
A and C is very noticeable, but a whole cup size is a lot.
The other one was like a boob. Nice boob.
That's so awful.
You only wait, wanted to fuck her from one side?
After like at least 6 months, dude, I was just like, let's just do it with your bra on, and I'll like pull out which one I want to see today.
Damn, like that.
Hey, that's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like you get to choose on what you get that day.
Did they that's bounce sweet. At different speed rates?
Like
was the little one real
actually,
fast and
the little,
fat one
no,
was
no,
like
no, the little one stayed firm and beautiful. The other one would fucking bounce as hard as you hit it.
You gotta admit, that sounds hilarious. No, one titty just right there and the other one going around in a circle by itself.
He made it seem like when you hit a road bump with the small one and the big one's one of those bouncy clowns, like when you used to punch them as a kid and they would bounce back.
Yeah.
You're a fucking dick, dude.
Oh, man.
It's all Corn's words, too.
Yeah, they were. They were. So Kitty, what's this girl's name? No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Did she stuff one side?
Yeah. More than once.
I think it was Corn's when we first best meet. English is when he's angry.
Yeah.
I think it was when
he's
we met.
He's clear.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool.
We learned that when he was fucking nigger bombing and shit.
I mean, hey, there's some girls that you can't fuck with the bra and they're still pretty fucking sexy.
You can?
Yeah, you can.
You can fuck any girl with her bra on.
And it's
just,
so
you,
sexy.
You can even use it as like a little grip.
Yeah.
This isn't even an over the mic. You fucking bring it here. That's a rodeo, buddy. You grab on, you hold on for 20 seconds, you fucking break two times.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this up.
Righty.
No, a bra is actually very good traction. Just don't use the balls of your feet on the top because you'll get fucking bed burn. And it would hurt with your sock.
And then sometimes you can snap that shit.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
That's
not
fun.
The pleasure
just
one.
Kidding.
It's fun.
No, that's mean.
It's fun.
No, it's not.
That's how you get kicked in the balls and pee.
Whatever.
If she's into it, that's cool.
Whatever. I had bitches grind their fingernails all the way down my back.
I hate it when they scratch
my back. That shit fucking hurts, alright? That shit hurts. And then you'd be laying on that shit in the summer night and shit. No, it's not fucking cool.
I hate it when they scratch.
Yeah, yeah, because, yeah, it's hot. It's summer. I used to live in a garage.
It hurts.
Yeah. I used to sweat into my cuts.
You feel the burn?
It was not fucking cool.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. But yeah.
I thought you didn't have sweat glands.
What?
You have all the fur.
Oh my god, it took him a second.
Sasquatch joke.
Not only a Sasquatch joke, yeah. A fucking dog joke, dude.
I'm sorry.
That's why dogs go, because they don't have fucking sweat glands.
They sweat out of their feet.
God damn it.
What's next on the list?
We finished with the fucking list.
What the fuck? Your trademark. Say it.
No, I'm not going to say
it. Your trademark, Corn.
You do not.
Corn. I'm going to have to tell
Ethan's
the world.
Ethan's butthole entry.
What?
Your butthole entry tactics.
The tactic?
What's your tactic?
My tactic
this is... This
is
Ethan's tactic on really Corn's butthole.
On Corn's butthole?
Corn's hole.
It's a whole frontal attack.
He's the troll toll and the boy's
Corn. Corn just gets the Irish hand grenade.
The other day, that's it. I was talking to a buddy about actually having a threesome, you know? The only time I've ever had
I don't want to talk about this. You and your buddies had
a threesome?
The only way I would ever have a buddy threesome would be with him, and that's it. Nobody else. I can't.
You would just have a twosome?
No, it'd be me, him, and some girl.
Okay. Well, you said just you and him, nobody else.
That's a train.
It's not a train.
That's a trifle tower.
A threesome is fucking...
They're building a bridge.
Threesome. Oh my God. The cool kind of threesome is fucking male, female, female.
Yeah, okay,
that's a devil's three-way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two bitches, one dong.
So, the hot tub time machine, what was that?
That was a devil's three-way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Why, is that what you've been dreaming about this whole time?
Mini gangbang.
He doesn't think about the girls. He thinks about the two... You think about two guys instead of two girls, you're fucking gay, bro.
He's like, gangbang.
Like, who would I want to be in a threesome with?
Yeah, like...
It was always him and Carter, I bet.
Wow, we should have just played the game of fucking... Who would you have a threesome with, fucking...
Males?
No! That's the thing. If we would have played that game, when it would have got to Corn, he would have fucking. It would have been like
Carter,
fucking,
maybe Johnny.
He would have named off one chick and fucking a chick and a dude. So you would basically find a couple, Corn. You would be that guy that goes and like fucking joins a couple.
I can't do that.
If the dude was like, it's you're okay, already dude, into old you women. Fuck my wife and I'm gonna fuck her mouth and then we'll trade places.
You're already into old women. You're halfway there. You got like, one together, foot in the pants.
Really you just need another one in the hole.
You got one foot in the pants really, of sodomy.
I'm over being.
He needs the Gamora.
What if they're videotaping it? You wouldn't make a porno with a couple.
Fuck no.
Why not?
That's weird. I can't perform.
You wouldn't.
You were just talking about how you would do it.
No, okay.
You wouldn't Eiffel Tower a wifey, a fucking MILF. What if she was like crazy gorgeous?
What? All right, Corn. All right, Corn. Check it. Picture this. What if you was already hitting that shit mid fuck, like, and then you look up, naked dude putting his dick in her mouth.
Nope.
You would stop? What if he had a shirt on and his dick was just out, like his pants were at his ankles, had a shirt on, and he was just like,
yo, get the fuck out.
Yeah? You wouldn't stop, though? You wouldn't stop?
I didn't ask him to join the party, man.
What if she was like, it's cool, don't stop.
Okay, then here you go, you can keep going, and I'm out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. You disappoint me.
You're fucking weird.
If you want me, I'll fucking just... If you want me, I'll step out, fucking...
Don't make him the fucking
face.
Strange guy in this. You what? Keep going and just be like, hey, what's up, bro?
If I was at a dude's house already fucking his wife, and he happened to mosey on in the room and wanted to join, you really gonna tell him, don't fuck your own wife?
No!
So you wouldn't just leave?
I would leave. You just go up and start squeezing buns?
I think I would finish.
I think I would
pump it out real quick
that would
and
make
finish.
You walk out. Walk out without fucking her. Just fucking, or without like joining them like that. Fucking Harold and Kumar, dude. Harold and Kumar. Who wants first reach around?
Yeah, yeah, I'd walk out there.
Here's another one. What if he comes in eating a bag of chips?
That's weird. That's wait. But
why is it weird if he's eating a bag of chips and he doesn't know that you're fucking his wife?
It's just odd. It's just odd eating a bag of chips like...
No, exactly, dude.
Where did I see that, dude? Know. Double it up. Where did that happen, chips. Dude? That's
those
happened.
Hard ass fucking
crunchy.
Where did that happen?
I don't know.
Fucking someone eating chips while they were fucking his wife. I've seen that on something.
Some dude sitting in the corner. I think it was some guy talking about voyeurism.
It might have been fucking... I think it was that barbershop show. I'm almost positive now. I
can't eat fucking potato chips and have sex. Maybe pizza.
I can't.
You could eat?
I can't
during
get
the middle of sex?
Fucking
maybe.
Like scrubs and shit? Just all day pizza and fucking...
Maybe. Yeah.
Pizza and fucking.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I was... Yeah, I had
to... Maybe, dude. I mean...
Really?
I'm not saying I'll that sex is boring at all. It's one of those, like, have you ever... There's just certain shit you want to try.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not saying I want to eat pizza and have sex. Just in general, there might be shit that you're just like, hey, fuck it.
I thought we just talked about on last week the limitations and no food.
I don't know, though. Do you think about it?
Well, all right. What if?
Wait,
what if?
Are you just eating the slice, or are you eating the slice like off of her? Or something?
Okay, here's the thing.
Do you hit it from the back and use her as your fucking dinner table?
What if she takes a bite and goes down on you?
Uh-uh. I don't like that. I don't want her chewing.
No, I'm cool if she swallows it and then, dude, that's her own.
What
game.
What if she takes a bite of ice cream and then goes down?
That's okay. That's perfectly fine.
Cold dick.
That's perfectly fine. Don't ow.
No, yeah. Yeah, ow.
No, you try before you ow.
Yeah, ow. Girls like
what
it
if
on
she
the
just
nipples.
Sucks on a piece of ice for a little while before she blows
it? I'm cool with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you put it in your nipples.
Wait,
in your
did
mouth.
You just say something about your uncle? What? I could have sworn
uncle
you said
Comfy.
I was like, whoa. What?
I'm cool with that.
Oh, you're cool. All right. I thought you said my uncle did that or something like that. I was like,
that's
whoa.
What I heard.
You know, like 5 minutes, I'm like, shut the fuck up, Ethan. Spearmint gum, too. Watch out. Juicy fruit.
Yeah, that almost got real ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Neapolitan, right there. You get everything. All in one.
No, girls like icy melts.
Smoothie?
Oh, yeah, they do?
Yeah, you put
So how do you know you did a good job after you finished eating a grill out, Redcorn? How do you know?
I need a lighter.
What's the telltale sign? You need a lighter? That's not the telltale sign.
Oh, God, that's horrible. It's a fire.
You set
cracker.
It on fire! It's when you can't breathe. Yeah, you have to gasp for air. I got really curious, like, when my cousin was staying with me.
Dude, why did you guys keep going with family?
Why did you stop that story, you son of a bitch? Oh my God. And what happened between you and your cousin, Redcorn? Let's sit down on this couch right now.
We got 15 minutes, man.
Oh my God.
Damn it, dude. DJ, why'd you stop the story? That was getting
continue
so interesting. Damn.
Hey, Greg, you Rick, let me see that lighter. What kind of experimentation
but wieners.
Is this?
He did. It sounds like he did. He's not denying. Just the tips. We almost snoodled when we stopped.
Wow.
So is it
beware
just a snoodle?
Of the snoodle.
Yeah, it's real.
Fucking horrible. Corn, what happened? What continued your story? What happened? Your cousin was visiting?
Yeah. So I like to eat fucking pussy. Honestly, dude, I don't mind it.
Oh my god.
You better have like a point of the story that leads to a separation between your cousin and your love for pussy eating, dude.
Oh my god, dude.
Continue, please. We're all ears.
Okay. So, like, you showed me that he had a tongue ring tongue piercing. Like, what the fuck are you doing with that, dude? It's kind of gay, don't you think? He's like, nah, girl, love it. And he started moving him in a circle. I'm like, wow. What
did
the
he help
fuck?
You in a circle?
No, I mean, it was less effort. I have a feeling that he was breathing the entire time. You know what I mean?
You've never breathed on a pussy?
Yeah, but it gets hot.
So, yeah. Have you ever been in a gas mask? It gets fucking hot.
It's hot. That's why you gotta hold your breath. You can't hold your breath no more. See, you'd be perfect at swimming. It's not that hard.
What?
You'd be perfect at swimming.
So you weren't licking your cousin's pussy. That's what.
No, that's okay. Gross, dude. Come
okay, on, I'm just making sure.
I mean, if you're in, if that's your thing, that's cool.
Quick break. I think Ethan's leaving. And here we are again. Sorry for the interruptions. Not really, I guess.
Late reviews.
late reviews.
So, quick style.
Cookie, what did you see over the week?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. That show was badass. Yes. Caesar turned scary, and then they learned how to use ARs. That's not
great. Fucking guns.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They fuck shit.
They're already strong, man. Why Koba's
fucking psycho, man.
Yeah, Koba's a fucking dick, too.
Yeah.
This guy's been like, if they punch you, like, punch, he'll crush your skull.
It's really awesome. They started riding horses. Like
already in the mix, if horses? I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. It's supposed to come out next year.
It's awesome. Andy Serkis is the shit, dude. I'll give him that.
Horses?
That's my honorable mention.
Dude, Caesar started talking like normal.
Actually, he might not be my honorable mention. He might get... Nah, fuck that. Honorable mention.
That sounds Stamp. Like a scary ass movie, man.
What? It was awesome.
Yeah.
And scary.
Took over. And the way they showed it. Before
that was the only time I've ever been afraid of a fucking monkey in a movie.
Yeah.
Was that. Outside of that, like, the theory of, holy shit, he's actually starting to talk, and they're forming an actual civilization. They're doing fucking alphabets and sign language and shit, and talking. Right. Yeah. Marcus started talking, that big-ass fucking ringtan.
That's scary, man.
Oh, fucking that thing.
That shit was still awesome in the first one. Fucking Caesar fucking first speaks and shit after homeboy hits him with the fucking old school line of, get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
Right.
I watched those back to back.
No! That's how that happened.
So Marky Mark, like, is gonna come back to that.
What?
Marky Mark.
Is
well,
he?
He was Mark a. Robert. I don't think he's well, gonna be in the new one, but.
No, I know what Korn means though, because it's like prequel status. Yeah. If you notice in the first two or in those two, they have like that mission to space getting lost and shit. I think that's what you're talking about, right? Yeah.
But he winds up 20, Marky Mark's like shit. 29 or some shit like that.
Yeah. It could happen.
They wouldn't get to.
That's kind of scary shit, man.
Yeah. That would freak me out.
Yeah, he left a fucking planet ruled by apes to find the planet ruled by apes, man.
It's fucked up.
The space mission wasn't yet the planet ruled by apes. That wasn't the first one. Yeah. Like, when they get lost, the second one, that's when, like, civilizations already fell.
Right.
Ethan, late review.
skip for a minute.
Dabs are for real.
We'll go the other way.
Trying not to cough on
air. We'll go the other way then. DJ, late review.
What did I see? The Changeup. Yeah, with Ryan Reynolds, Jason Bateman. Kind of funny. I'll give it that. Definitely pretty funny. It was a little weird. I won't lie. Ryan Reynolds doesn't play that great of a burnout in that one. He was supposed to be a burnout, but still like a pretty boy actor and shit. Like, I'm sure he could play a great stoner burnout, but he'd have to not shave, you know? He's got to grow that fucking Amityville beard back or something for it.
Right.
But it was kind of funny, and there were some parts there where you could see that, you could tell that both actors actually did study each other a bit, because the two guys switch bodies and shit, like their minds and shit. They piss into some fountain, and, oh, I wish I had your life, and, yeah, that shit was weird, because fuck it. There were some parts there where they got the facial expressions and, you know what I mean, some of the behaviors down of each other and shit. It's kind of cool. It was weird. I forgot who that... Oh, dude. The one time that I actually didn't hate fucking Judd Apatow's goddamn wife. Fucking Leslie Mann. I don't hate her when she's not in his movie like that. Like, she. First off, I'll give her props. She was kissing somebody else's kids for once besides her old goddamn kids. And that bitch got naked.
Really?
First it was just fucking, like, breastfeeding to where it was like, oh, like, gross. You know what I mean? Nothing, yeah. But then there was a part where fucking, yeah, she straight just comes out fucking, boom, full fucking.
She got a body.
And just walking, yeah. And
she got a body.
Titties looking fucking, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, I almost started beating off right there.
So these girls with A cups, can they breastfeed too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Sometimes their boobs grow. Wow, corn.
Late review, Ethan.
Wow.
That whole breastfeeding remark just like, threw me off. Fuck, man. I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, I just recently saw it again, and I really loved it again, was City of God. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that.
It's, yeah. No.
Huh? No, no, it's not Child of God.
You son of a bitch.
No, it's not Child of God.
Dude,
it's City you're about to get.
Yeah, I was like,
damn,
breastfeeding.
It's a good one. It's like a.
He's the one that fucking gave me that one to watch.
You're a fucking jackass.
Why?
Listen to the last episode.
Child of God was beautiful.
He wasn't there for the last episode.
No, would you guys hit on Child of God? You called me Child of God, huh?
No.
No, but you might as well be.
He was really offended by the necrophiliacness.
That's the most necrophiliatic movie I've ever seen in my goddamn yeah. life, and I was just like, what the fuck am I watching?
It was pretty bad, huh? Right? You know he was fucking him. That was like my favorite part. Just a, like a random redneck in the back. You know he was fucking him. Yeah, but anyways, late review is City of God. It was not about necrophilia or fucking dead bodies or nothing. It was about about growing up in like the slums of Brazil or some shit like that. Oh my god,
where he and fucks dead bodies.
No, they were drug dealers.
Where they fuck dead bodies. I'm done with your music.
They made fucking dead bodies. Movie
recommendations because I didn't know hit that came to you. So your shit's fucked.
No, I gave him that movie on purpose because somebody gave me that movie and was like, watch it, it's a good movie. And I was like, oh, all right, for sure. And I watched it and I was shocked and I was like, I have to share this with everybody.
It's like The Ring. That's the worst of The Ring, dude.
Yeah.
Like The Ring just made me afraid of little white or Asian people with long black hair.
Oh, and speaking of terrible movies, what was that pointless movie that we watched, DJ?
What? Magic?
Magic.
I think I mentioned it on a previous episode.
I found another terrible movie like that. It's called Paper Towns. And it was on HBO, and I just, like, happened to be watching it and, like, surfing Facebook, and, like, it caught my attention at one point, and it was awful.
Who was in it?
Some kids.
Oh.
They were all had to be, like, 17, 18 years old. Oh, they were pretty young. But, yeah, it was just...
Hey, kids.
Oh, at that God, point, dude. You call your cable kids. Provider and be like, I want a refund for the last 2 hours of my goddamn life. It was on fucking
HBO, too. I paid $22 to watch that shit. It was fucking awful. I was like, because like, there was this one point where they were like in this like abandoned building and they were like standing there and like, we gotta go, man. We gotta go through it. And it shows this fucking scary ass looking hole and they're like, just like, sing a song. I heard that'll help you get over your nerves. And this fool starts singing the fucking Pokemon song, dude. I wanna be the very best. And like, I looked up from my tablet. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on here? I had to start watching it from there. And I watched the whole movie. And it was awful. That was the only good part.
I want to at least see that clip.
Yeah. It was good. But, I mean...
Wait, how far did he get in the theme song?
They sung the song quite a bit. Yeah, they sang it pretty far into it. Because, like, they went through the hole, and they were still singing it when they were going through the hole, and then they went and found something else. I'm going to do
that in any scary situation now. Yeah. Like, you can't be scared. You're going to catch a Gengar, bro. Pokemon song?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, they just started singing the Pokemon song. It made me laugh so hard.
Oh, no, but, Jesse!
Yeah, I mean, besides that, it's just like, it was like a major... I wonder if I could get you out of a
real fight situation and shit, too. Someone just like, what the fuck you say, motherfucker?
I want to be...
like, no one ever was.
Why are you catching stuff?
I know it's my destiny.
Your destiny
you chose me, and I did you.
What? Oh. Damn, that's an ass beating waiting to happen, and it's a confusing life after that, dude.
Hey, it's fuck like, that. If you can get punched in the mouth, it's still fucking Pokemon.
They at least got that far. They shouted Pokemon. They at least got that far. They sang the first verse. Yeah, they sang the first verse.
Is there more than that?
I want to say there is. I want to say there's like two or three.
Yeah, there probably is.
There used to be a Poke Rap. That was awesome.
It's like the Fresh Prince song. There was that shit's extended and shit. They only played it, I think, in the pilot. The extended. You're a bitch, and you're a stupid bitch, Ethan. But
your mother.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to go down that gravy train.
Why? So y'all can talk shit about my mother on the next episode when I'm not here.
That's we didn't talk shit about your mother. We complimented the bitch.
Maybe. We'll see.
Dump the
You heard bitch. What we talked about, your mama.
Yeah, you heard exactly as far as it
she
went.
She burned you, and that shit's funny.
She fucking belittles you.
She does.
It's fucking hilarious. The drunker she gets until she hits, like, slur phase, I guess. I don't know.
until she hits red corn. Set
phasers to stunning.
Wow. Yeah, that's why I try not to talk a lot when I'm drunk. I slur a lot.
Yeah, you do that when you're sober, too, Corn.
Nah.
Oh, shit.
No, we're all good. But, yeah. Don't fucking look at me. Don't make eye contact with me, Ethan.
Don't look at me.
I've had to say that at work to again. Guys. Because that Armageddon song will come on. I'm like, dude, nobody make eye contact right now. Like, yeah.
I don't want to fall asleep. And I don't want to miss a thing. Sorry. I got too into that. I'm sorry.
I still think that's funny. Hey,
you shut your fucking trap.
Fuck you. Steven Tyler sang the soundtrack song to Ben Affleck shoving animal crackers down Steven Tyler's daughter's snatchy area. Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was awesome.
It was beautiful.
Like, how many chicks can say that?
Right?
Like, they got fondled by Ben Affleck and animal crackers.
While their dad was singing a song.
Yeah.
I wonder if he sang it just offset, just off camera. Well, that's what
we went. Didn't we go into that in the podcast? Because that was a whole, like, I would,
You would listen to it?
Yeah.
You'd be fine with it?
Would you fuck Kelly Osbourne while listening to Black Sabbath?
Nope.
Yeah?
Nope.
Fuck yeah.
Have you seen Instagram that shit, dude? She got real skinny. Yeah. She's fuckable now.
No.
She was always fuckable to me. Yeah, I always fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
No, there was a point where she looked like a really fat sloth.
I would have still taken it. I would have still hopped on it. That's a money thing.
That's the gravy train.
She's got a nice guess, face, yeah, dude,
that
honestly.
Is the gravy train.
She was actually
going to
have it, like...
Could you deal with that?
Yeah, because you don't understand what the fuck you...
I'd be
he sounds
fine.
Constipated. I wonder if he actually just took one good shit. Just from all that opiate-induced constipation.
Yeah, he's on drugs, man. You know he's still on drugs now.
Well, he has to be on drugs to come down from the years and years from drugs prior.
Yeah. He's on drugs.
Nothing like drugs to cure you from your drugs.
Yeah, that's the world we live in.
Right.
I want to say Ozzy pissed on the Alamo, didn't he?
Yeah, he got banned from Texas for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Banned from Texas.
Paul McCartney can't go to Minnesota. Country.
Why?
Fucked an underage girl.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
What?
Paul McCartney? She was just 17.
Wow.
You know what I mean. Real.
Oh. Sorry. E-40 remix of that song.
Crazy.
You guys haven't heard it?
No.
Oh my god, dude. What you gonna do when I'm in the block?
Wow. That goes back to that topic, too, of the any song lyrics can turn into rape.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, at that point, it was statutory, so yeah, that was accurate.
Is it me you're looking for?
No.
I can see it in your eyes.
That's scary. Oh. I can see it in your smile?
Yeah. That's hello. Fucked up.
Zero to hero?
Wow.
Just like that?
Yeah. Who put the glad in Gladiator?
Eric was on a roll.
Hercules.
What? Undefeated! He actually got it in the top.
Is he sweet? Our favorite flavor. Hercules! Alright.
The Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
No, that's just... No. Not cool. Not cool, bro. No.
Wow. Alright, so we got our late reviews in.
Not cool.
Movie recommendation of the week.
Say it. We're over
I forgot
the
it. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Never.
Guy Ritchie.
Double up.
Fagelanius. So, yeah. Good times, good vibes.
Vimes?
Shut up, Cookie. Quick shout out to Potter and Family, Super Pee-Pee Time, and a special shout out to Tara Callahan. Thanks for check her out on YouTube. Shut up, bitch.
Did I fucking say anything?
With your fucking eyes.
You said it with your eyes.
All four of them.
When you came in this room, you were
looking for something. But yeah, special shout out to Tara Callahan. Check her out on YouTube. Fucking subscribe to her and whatnot. We might actually eventually possibly get something going with her too. Some kind of a crossover ordeal or something. I don't know. It's one of those, we'll have to find some weird topic to, something where we like need a female perspective or something, you know?
How many times did Corn get drippy dick?
Rookie was looking at the Twitter conversation there and shit. She gave us a lot of good feedback and shit on her fucking shit.
Yeah.
It was like a thumbs up
through the phone. She agreed with my comment about fucking the Pearl Harbor movie.
Yeah.
And then after that, it went straight into the good old woogie 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 woogie. Like wee wee.
What?
Whatever. The Hey Arnold.
Oh, like fucking Buddy Buddy or
something. Yeah, the thumbs thing.
I was like, wait, why are you wiggling your thumb like that? That's not... Whoa. Okay, yeah. So yeah, we're over the hour. We've gotten all the stuff in. Ethan looks like he just got, like, his mouth shit stuffed upon. In. He probably fucking uses shit lipstick or something. Lip shit.
Damn,
lip That's shit. The real Dr. Lipschitz.
Word! That's why they named him that. Wow.
You even got the same cul-de-sac eventually gonna happen, shit. Probably.
Oh, fuck you.
Dude, so when that guy died, did he become the principal or whatever in All Real Monsters?
I don't know. And fuck you. I don't have a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, you got glasses.
You're supposed to have a Friar Tuck, you bitch. You should do that before you move.
Yeah. What's a Friar Tuck?
Fucking, you just shave off that.
He doesn't have the forehead hair.
Oh, that's true.
So, a little Friar Tuck.
The widow's peak is receded too far.
Okay, fucking, okay, skin bald fucking part. Right down the middle.
That's not funny.
We crossed 250 followers on SoundCloud. You were due for some kind of bet of humiliation.
And who else is doing these humiliation bets? Because I know I wasn't the only one that made these bets.
Once you burned me with a torch, you became the fucking target.
No, suck my dick.
Next target.
Suck my dick.
I'm going to get a J&T tattoo on there.
I don't believe you.
I will.
Let me reburn the hair off so you remember where it's at then.
I always know where it's at.
No, don't give me that bullshit.
It's fucking not even growing back that
much. Not yet. Like, it's growing back a little bit. You can't even see it hardly.
I can see it. Fucking the shadow shines. Only because you know
exactly where it's at. No.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not going to lose
need,
it.
We need the tattoo artist to know exactly where it's at.
No, it already shines a bright like a diamond.
Let me just hit it real quick.
You bitch.
I was trying to skip right past that.
Dude, I'm so. That's one of those, like, it's a guilty pleasure. You know?
It's like when you say creep, you just. Everybody knows.
Milkshake, everyone knows the fucking song.
Brings all the boys to the yard.
And yeah, I use that when I work. I'll ask the bartender, hey, can I get a shake? Fucking, I promise. I'll come to your yard. Yes.
No tip. Just the tip.
Or just like, hey, can I get a shake? Or a wiggle? Or a bounce?
Bet a shake would work.
And then I realize I'm talking to the manager, and he's like, dude, what are you talking about? But it just bounced, Whitey. Yeah.
Awesome.
I didn't get to mention, I called my boss a cunt the other day. I think I was telling you about it.
Yeah.
I called my boss a cunt the other day. I felt so great about it.
Right.
I got away with it. It wasn't in a mean way. I just had a trainee and fucking was just, happened to have the manager right there. And I was just like, yeah, if you ever need towels and there's none up here, just go tell that cunt to go get you some out of the closet. It's beautiful. And as I was walking away, looked back to see if he heard it and shit. And he was just like, son of a bitch.
He got me.
Yeah.
Got the tater.
He couldn't even think of a response for it. Like, he couldn't even... He didn't expect that one. He was so used to just, like, cracker this and cracker that. And it just gets called a cunt out of nowhere. But, okay. This time it's actually the end.
This is maybe. The end.
Unless I decide to, like, take out some extra clips and put them in the fucking end and shit. I'm gonna start recording the breaks without you bitches knowing.
Shut up.
Goodbye.